The world's most famous circus, the Cirque du Soleil, has announced it's coming back to Australia in October with a brand new touring show called Curious, Cabinet of Curiosities. This is the 35th production, it's incredible, isn't it, from the French-Canadian entertainment giant. And it features the troupe's signature parade of gymnasts, contortionists and gravity-defying acrobats. This time in an elaborately stylized Victorian-themed set. There's been critical acclaim for this show, with reviewers calling it the company's most entertaining show in a long, long time. Rachel Lancaster is the artistic director of Cirque du Soleil. I spoke to her earlier.
Lovely to be here. Thank you.
Rachel, I understand this production, Curious, the narrative centres around a mad scientist called the Seeker. Can you give us a sense of the show, the story?
Well, the Seeker has spent a lifetime imagining that there's a parallel reality, that there's other possibilities for the same experience. So the show is set around the time of the Industrial Revolution. So there's many references all the way through to the amazing inventions that we take for granted every day at the moment, like telephones, electricity, travel, both steam travel and aeroplanes. All of these changes that happened in a very short space of time, it changed the world and the society that we live in. So a lot of the show is centered around his imagination of what might be if these things can come to fruition and if these things can work.
And this is all told to us through circuitry, let's call it that. Describing these shows is always hard, and I think it's fair to say they have to be seen to be believed. But can you tell us a bit about the acts that audience can expect to see in this production?
So the starting point for a lot of elements in the show is, how do we make the impossible possible? There's a number of very unique acts that you can only see in Curious. They don't exist anywhere else in the world. One in particular being our acronet act, which is almost like a giant trampoline. However, the heights and the airtime that these artists can achieve, these artists and acrobats can achieve during this act, it's the highest airtime that exists in any Cirque du Soleil show. So from when they bounce and they take off, they are almost in the roof of the big top.
Wow.
And they hang there and then they magically come back again. It's very, a mixture of terrifying and breathtaking, which is what all good circus should be.
You use the word magic. I've seen this show described as magical, as joyous, as over the top. There's a sort of a sense of, in the description, of kind of lightness and brightness, not always a hallmark of Cirque du Soleil productions. And sometimes the shows are a little bit dark, a little bit eerie almost, aren't they?
Yeah, that Curious is a very positive show. And I think that same message that went into how to approach and attack the creation is really followed through with the storyline as well. It's really just trying to send that message of, if you really believe, if you really keep working towards something, anything is possible. And that really weaves the whole story together. It's the sensibility behind the show. It is a very positive show with a positive message. So it's great. It transports you for 2.5 hours away from what your everyday reality is to somewhere different. You can be a child again in the seats, just being wowed by what is unfolding in front of you.
And was this a deliberate move? Because Cirque du Soleil has been around since the 80s. Some critics have, you know, suggested in the past that it's become a bit repetitious over the years. Is that a criticism you, as the artistic director of Cirque du Soleil, generally accepts? Is it inevitable for a brand like yours, which, you know, has been around for this period of time, that, you know, inevitably nothing can be as fresh as the day it arrived?
Well, I think Cirque worked very hard to make every production as different as possible to one that already exists. So I wouldn't really agree with that statement. In bearing in mind that every single show is created by an entirely different set of people, that's one of the fundamental starting points to try to reimagine, to try to do things differently every time. I think what's interesting with Cirque du Soleil, there was a lot of young creators given an opportunity with this show, although many of them had worked within the company in different areas or for special events, doing smaller productions. They took quite a big risk on who they put in charge of this creation from the outset, and it really paid off. And I think our show will be 5 years old in April. And I think with the shows that have been following behind us, there's been two more big top shows created since we were made. And they're really pushing harder to find more and more challenging new directions, different starting points.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. Our guest is Rachel Lancaster. Rachel is the artistic director of Cirque du Soleil. Just on that, I mean, it is a huge outfit now. I think, how many shows, how many troops do you have working around the world at any one time?
At the moment, we have 19 shows. So that's a mixture of big top shows, arena shows, the resident shows in Vegas.
It must be a challenge. You talked about the high level of production and obviously performance across so many shows and so many troops. How do you manage and maintain those high levels of production and skills? Do you have a training academy, for instance? Where do you recruit from?
Well, we recruit from many different areas, and I'd say the culture and population of every single show is quite different as well, depending on the acts that are needed for the show. So for our show, we have quite a range of people. So some people have come from an artistic gymnast background. Some people have come from a traditional circus background. Some people have come through a more contemporary circus background with circus school training. I think one of the things that's great about Cirque is they're constantly looking for new and different options for what might be interesting for a show.
Sure.
For example, one of our acts is an invisible circus, and it's a very theatrical production. So we're using lots of more what you would call more traditional theatre magic to make that work. But then on the flip side of that, we have like extremely technical setups to create these incredible acts that you just cannot see or recreate anywhere as well. So it's finding that balance, I think, all the time. Not letting go of things that are important, but trying to discover new ways to do things.
Yeah, it's such a broad range of acts you've just described even there. But for instance, the Acronet act you were talking to us about earlier from Kuros. I mean, do the performers come to Cirque du Soleil with that act already in their kit bag, or is that someone training them for that?
Well, for each act usually has a discipline at its base. So for the Acronet act, all of them are extremely high-level trampolinists before they come to Cirque du Soleil. Some of them have come from a mix of backgrounds after that. So we've had some artists that their background is teeterboard as a performance skill, but it's a very transferable skill into Acronet. Some people have come from artistic gymnastics into trampoline, then into Acronet. So there's always a pool of training that has happened before they come to Cirque du Soleil, the same with any circus.
Well, I'm looking forward to this one. It looks like it's got a high degree of acrobatics in it and a touch of magic. Sounds like a perfect combination. Rachel Lancaster, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Rachel Lancaster, Artistic Director with Cirque du Soleil, and that Acronet thing does sound great, doesn't it? Curios, Cabinet of Curiosities, it's their newest show heading our way later this year.